When athletes tangle with the law, we turn to one of 680 The Fan's legal advisors, Ray Giudice.
Hi, Ray.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. Ray Giudice is our friend of show. If I ever got into trouble legally, you're my guy. And you also can call him, 404-964-4185. He's on social media, ask at Ray Giudice, and use the hashtag AskRay. Good questions for you today as well. Did you hear Brian Snitker, by the way?
I did.
Just driving in?
I did.
What jumped out at you? Anything?
Small criticism.
Of me?
No, of just the Braves.
Oh.
Every game they should play like it's a playoff game. Let's not wait until the fall to start getting geared up to learn how to win tight games.
I love where your head's at. I absolutely love that mindset.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to do it. I don't think any MLB team has ever done it, to tell you the truth.
I
could be wrong, but I totally agree with you.
I respect the heck out of him. I think he's wonderful. It's just, let's start talking about winning a game in July on a Wednesday night.
That's right.
And just go for it. The seventh game of the World Series.
No doubt about it.
That's what I heard. You asked me, and that's what I'm
talking about. All right. Well, I appreciate your candidness and your honesty. You want to clear your throat? I feel like you've got something.
Steak has a tough time with it. Some cough button sometimes, but it's right there.
I think that's one of them. You've got a little chicken biscuit stuff in there, for
sure. Do it.
I want to begin with the Supreme Court's decision on why are they getting involved in my NFL Sunday ticket deal, for sure. So if I am a fan of the San Francisco 49ers, I likely cannot be watching them because they're not going to be my
regional game.
If I live in Atlanta,
yes. Mm-hmm.
So we rely on the Sunday ticket for that. And I am going to pay $293 a year, and I'm going to be able to get every game. Or are we? What is happening, and why is the Supreme Court now involved in this?
Well, there's a petition for the Supreme Court to get involved. It's called a certiorari. It's a request to overrule a lower court ruling that the NFL doesn't like. And this is the ultimate battle between the big markets and the small markets and the teams that people follow and the teams that people don't follow.
Right.
And the NFL's never-ending crush of the consumer, the grind to squeeze every drop of blood out of the stone. So that's what the NFL's trying to do, is say, how can we, the NFL, maximize revenues going downstream? And they see a world of multiple platforms of distribution, whether it's
your phone.
I'll never forget. Last year was the first time Falcons had just finished up a game midseason. It was kind of a sleeper, and they lose again early in the year. And I got a chance. My buddy said, let's go play nine holes. I was like, all right. I have my phone sitting in the golf cart. I'm watching the next game on Yahoo Sports streaming it. It's phenomenal.
Right. And whether it's Apple TV or platforms that we don't even know about in a world that's changing so dramatically. And the NFL saying, we just don't want to be locked in. Especially as they're coming up on another 10-year deal with the Players Association, to say, look, we want to be able to sell this stuff every way we can. So they're asking the Supreme Court to undo a lower ruling, which kind of limits the NFL's ability to make more money.
What's the word term they're using? Is it monopoly, or is that it? But then they're just
The NFL has some antitrust exceptions to a certain amount of distribution. Is it a monopoly? Sure, it's a monopoly. Every other league that tries to break the monopoly winds up crushed by the guy with the top hat and the cane, Mr. Right. Monopoly. He always wins.
Chris, do you have that Sunday ticket?
I have forever.
Yeah.
And then, at the end of the day, I just sort of, it kept renewing on me. I think they must have had my credit card number, and
it kept
renewing on me. So I didn't find myself quite watching as much NFL football through that way. Look, at the end of the day, there are people who are supposedly smart, trying to figure out what's the trend in the next 2, 3, 5, 10 years. And the big one is going to be when the players are asking for a percentage of money, it's total monies. So nobody knew what Amazon was going to be. The idea that YouTube TV actually exists, the fact that you might see a game on Google, on Yahoo and everything else. They want to make sure that they have an ability to dip into every pot that they want to grab as much as
And
they
as
can.
You see, nothing, well, nothing, but a lot of empty seats in billion-dollar stadiums. The league is realizing, wait a second, that we may sell a few T-shirts and a couple of hot dogs here, the $2 hot dogs, but the money's in the distribution all around the world.
And the distribution becomes easier worldwide. It's the WWW world when you have distribution like this, when you're not talking about straight network TV.
And 5G is coming on, and some of us don't even really have a handle on what 5G is going to do, but the NFL does. And that's just going to expand the ease of distribution to all kinds of devices and places.
The other fascinating story is that this day and age of social media that you can absolutely send a direct message to some sort of player and you can threaten them. And if I lost a lot of money, for instance, which is what has happened with this gentleman by the name of Parlay Pats.
Yeah, the intersection of sports, gambling, and the internet. And Mr. PP, Mr. Parlay Pats, sort of is the symbol for this.
So let me go to the
backstory.
Benjamin
Tucker Pats of New York.
I am betting on my Bovada account, and I have bet $100,000 for
That's
the Falcons
bet,
to beat the Saints.
You never
and Brian Finneran was in the game, and Brian Finneran dropped two passes in the end
that
zone.
That certainly didn't happen.
So
but
then
go ahead with your
I decide to slide into Brian's DMs, and I say, I'm going to slash your throat, and you are worthless.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So you can't do that is what you're saying.
No, you can't do that. And what's the real danger is that that's done before the game. If you catch this pass, I've got 100 Gs on it. Or
right.
Guess what's going on during the game? I'm driving around your neighborhood watching your children. I mean, there's a lot of danger here. I'm glad that the feds have jumped right on this guy. And because of interstate commerce and all the other rules, it gives them jurisdiction, and they are not going to play with him. And I would expect that he's going to be made an example of that we'll be talking
That's
about.
That's what I was
going to
ask you. Yeah, here's some of the stuff he said in his Instagram post to a Pepperdine basketball player stating, your throat will be severed open with a dull knife. Your entire family will be beheaded and burned alive. I'll enter your home as you sleep and kill you. I mean, he went nuts on a bunch of people, the Blue Jays, the Rays, Arizona basketball players. He did not slow down at all.
Watch your back. You're a dead man walking.
The question is, like you just brought up, they have the ability to give him a maximum penalty of up to 5 years in prison for some of these violations.
Yeah, I don't know that he's going to do that. I went to court earlier this week with a very nice gentleman who had a gun in his handbag at the airport, and that's a federal offense. It can be treated locally, but he had done one before, so the feds picked it up. And as we walked into the courthouse down the Richard Russell Federal Court Building, he said, this is serious, isn't it? I said, look at the documents. It says the United States of America versus you.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
serious, okay?
And so as good as I am, I'm now going up against the United States of America. You have not made my job easy.
That is right. And I had to get a really good suit and shine my shoes and be on time because they don't play.
I just want to get something clear, though. Can you charge him with every one of these tweets
sure.
or social?
Yes.
Because
yes.
That's the play.
The number of
that's
them.
Right. This mm-hmm. could be a 57-page indictment
right.
where – and that's sort of the overload problem. It's not just that we're going to pile up in years on you. It's God forbid you ever tried to go to trial or have a hearing. And in any trial criminal case, the first thing the prosecutor does is stand up in front of the jury and read the indictment. By the time they've read the indictment, it's basically you've got 12 people looking over at you saying, okay, how much longer do we need to waste our time?
All right, back
with this?
To the gun thing, because Quinnen Williams, defensive tackle in the New York
mm-hmm.
Jets, walks through a New York airport, LaGuardia, I believe, mm-hmm. with a gun either on him or in his bag. Gets found, gets arrested because the gun is permitted to him in Alabama, but he doesn't have a license for it in New York City. First of all, at what point can you bring a gun through an airport if it's permitted or licensed or not? And number two, how much trouble is this guy in?
Well, there's no point. You cannot bring a gun
Thank
to
you.
The airport.
That's what I'm
okay?
saying.
That's just a bottom
People
line.
Know that, right?
That's right. Unless you have
but
a badge
you
and you're supposed to.
If you're just so used to carrying
Well, first
it.
Of all, let me say, and as there's at least two New Yorkers here, New York State for years, going back to the Sullivan Act, which I think was from Governor Rockefeller in the 70s, has absolutely the strictest handgun pistol rules in the country. Always has. So anybody that lives in New York City or Metro New York City knows you cannot have a gun almost anywhere. There's almost no exceptions.
Is it Plexiglas burst?
Yeah.
Shot himself in the,
in the leg at the club.
Shoot, even when
right.
you shoot yourself,
that's
you've got
right,
a problem.
You get prosecuted.
That's right.
So just the possession of the weapon getting to the airport is against New York state law. Okay. So when this happens, and it happens so many times at Hartsfield especially, there's kind of a checklist. Is it a legal gun? I mean, has the gun been involved in a crime? Is it loaded? Are you trying to hide it?
Right.
Or are you just a dope? Do you have a pistol permit? So he's got illegal strikes against him on multiple levels, and it's pretty serious. Mm. Yeah. And this is something that Homeland Security and TSA, they handle it really well. They're very professional. But if they may make an example out of him. Mm-hmm. I mean, he runs that risk, yeah. too. So do not take your gun to the airport.
That's a very good message, Ray.
How many times do you forget, though, you have, like, a water bottle or something in your bag? Like,
yeah.
when you go through, like, that's a dumb – you just forget that you have
Please
stuff.
You're not trying to make the comparison between a handgun and a water bottle.
No, but I'm telling you, I am a savvy traveler, and I've gotten up there, and I'm like, totally forgot I
right.
had the water bottle.
I mean,
suck.
I go into courthouses every day, sometimes two and three a day, and go through the metal detector, and, you know, shoot, I left something in the bottom of my pocket.
And, so I can see how it's
it can
done,
happen,
is my point.
But handle your weapons
about
properly.
That. Forgot about that 3 pounds of cocaine.
Holy moly.
I hate it when that happens. Thank you, Ray. We appreciate it.
Yep, we got to ask Ray.
Ray Giudice, 404-964-4185, hashtag Ask Ray. You got a bunch of questions on the internets. If he picks your question, you are going to win a Henri's Bakery and Deli gift card for $50. And they have delicious sandwiches and pastries and fresh bread. So enjoy. Ray, thanks so much.
Thank
if you guys get into any, you make terrible decisions over the weekend, please
That's
call
right.
Ray for sure.